News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer. Today is Gandhi Jayanti, the day the Mahatma was born, the man who shaped India into what it is today. What would he think of our country now? Would he say, well, you're getting some of the important things right, work harder on some of this other stuff? Or would he say, that's not how I thought India would turn out. You guys need some course correction. For example, what would Gandhiji have thought about the NRC or about Kashmir, about the revocation of Article 370 and how it was implemented? So when I was preparing for this podcast today, I read through an old speech that Gandhiji gave just weeks before his death in January 1948. This was at a prayer meeting at a time when Pakistani raiders had allegedly come down to Kashmir and Nehru took India's case to the United Nations against Pakistan. I'm going to read a bit of Gandhiji's speech. Here goes. I shall therefore humbly say to the responsible leaders of Pakistan that though we are now two countries, which is a thing I never wanted, we should at least try to arrive at an agreement so that we could live as peaceful neighbors. That made me think. The current hardline, no talks till terror stops, is that constructive? What is it really achieving after all? Or is it naive to hope that India and Pakistan can still talk to each other? I thought we had survived the partition 70 years ago, but it appears it is not enough for peace. And maybe, and now I'm really thinking out of the box, Donald Trump wasn't so out of sync after all in New York last month.
But I really believe that Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Khan, they get along, they will get along when they get to know each other, and I think a lot of good things will come.
Maybe I'm overestimating Donald Trump here. But from some angles, I mean, India and Pakistan are acting like two high school kids. Honestly, just look at some of the stuff that happened at the United Nations last week. Each leaving the room when the other comes in. Both competing for the attention of the class bully. You know who I'm talking about. But seriously, India and Pakistan should grow up. Because like Gandhiji points out in that same speech, the unwavering conflict doesn't leave us with too many options. Here's what he said. Mistakes were made on both sides. Of this, I have no doubt. But that does not mean that we should persist in those mistakes. For then, in the end, we shall only destroy ourselves in a war, and the whole of the subcontinent will pass into the hands of some third power. That will be the worst imaginable fate for us. I shudder to think of it. Yes, a war would destroy both India and Pakistan. It's completely against the progressive, new age, modern India that we aspire to. But there's no denying that we live in a difficult neighborhood. Mahatma Gandhi was completely down to earth. He reluctantly accepted the partition of India, hoping that it was the way out. In fact, he ended the speech back in 1948 like this. Let us pray to God to grant that we may either learn to live in amity with each other, or if we must fight, to let us fight to the very end. That may be folly, but sooner or later, it will purify us. Of course, he was speaking at a time when neither India nor Pakistan had nuclear weapons. Today, we would be purified straight into non-existence. Makes you wince, doesn't it? As Gandhiji said, there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. But there's another war brewing. And this one seems to be shaping up to be as divisive. Though fortunately not as bloody. Yet. What would Gandhiji have made of the climate change battle and of its crusader, Greta Thunberg?
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Yes, that Greta. I think Gandhiji would have liked her, though he may have been less aggressive. Yes, people have called her a drama queen, a spoiled, privileged teenager, an attention seeker. But she's got the world to focus on a very big problem that no one really wanted to address. You know, I think Mahatma Gandhi would have been a fan. He may have recognized something of himself in this little girl who's unafraid to brave a storm of criticism and mockery. She's standing up to a world full of powerful people. Like Gandhiji, she's battling some incredible odds. Like Gandhiji, she's moved a whole community. The thousands of students who come out on the streets around the world every Friday. Ahimsa. It's the most non-violent way possible to make yourself heard. Maybe climate strike is today's Dandi March. Think about it. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., with more on how the world is doing. Drive safe, people.
News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.